Episode 2452, Finding Time for God.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend, enjoying the weather and finding time with the family. Well, today, it's reflections. It's a time for you to set aside for God. Are you finding time for God? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, you know, daily life is filled with a tapestry of habits sewn together, building up what matters. Within this tapestry, are you finding time for God? Now, be honest with yourself, because I know how easy it is to get entangled with activities that distract the heart versus that which should attract the heart. This week was a tough week for us. I'm asking prayers for the sweet community of Collierville, in which we call home. The sirens blared as we've never heard before, and they were rushing down the street. And I prayed, as I always do, asking for protection and safety for all those involved. Our first responders, those who are at the scene who are needing help. Little did I know I would be praying for many people I call my neighbors. Within minutes, my phone and email were blowing up with concerns and directions from friends, colleagues, and school communication systems. We were on a lockdown. There was an active shooter. What we thought was a normal day turned into a day on our knees. Find time for God. Are you finding time with Him? Olivia King, the beautiful woman who died, was at Mass just prior to stopping for groceries on the way home. What if today was your last day? Would God know you? That really struck me hard. If this moment was my last moment, my last sentence spoken, would God know me? And not know me because He created me, but know me because I am with Him. I'm walking next to Him. Or am I just shutting Him out? Because, you know, I understand that life happens and it's hard to get everything done in the day. As stress increases, the pressure in finding time for God should increase in your everyday too, but somehow we forget about it. We put Him off and make everything else a priority. You get to decide what takes priority in your life. You get to decide where you hold space for what matters. Make finding time for God a priority. When you begin your day with your head bowed and your heart filled, your eyes are open to what God wants you to see, touch, hear, taste, and smell. This is the day that the Lord has made for you. Whether you're confused, angered, weary, troubled, exhausted, saddened, happy, ecstatic, or just hanging on, God's got you. Make space for Him today and every day. Our world is not perfect, but God is. Let Him walk with you as you live by faith, not by sight. You've got to find time. You've got to make time. Because you don't want those sirens to be the last that you hear. You want to know of God's presence in your everyday. And that's when you wake up, when your feet strike the floor. In fact, even before they strike the floor, say, Lord, thank you for this beautiful day. And as you go about your day, talk to Him, interact with Him. And that doesn't mean that you have to put life on pause. Do you know how many commercials happen in a TV show? There's on average 20 to 25 minutes worth of commercials. Those shows are so short. But we sit there and we watch a show for an entire hour. And all those commercials. What if we gave all those commercials in life to God? How would that change your everyday? Just the commercials. I'm not even talking about the shows. But if you gave God your nooks and crannies of your everyday, imagine how different it could be. So make time today with your head bowed and your heart lifted. And go and be present. Find time with God. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.